There is a candle in every soul.
You're listening to Lit Speak with Patty Sheen on Blog Talk Radio.
Some dark and cold, there is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle, and makes it
good morning and welcome. Here we praise the truth in God's creation through the ideas inspired by human imagination. During this hour, we hope to ignite your candle that you may use it to brighten the darkest corners in your world.
Hold out your candle for all to see. Take your candle and go light your world.
Good morning and welcome. You are listening to Literally Speaking right here on Blog Talk Radio and the Road Less Traveled Internet Ministries. As you join us on the journey, we invite you to listen for an idea that will inspire you to tap into your imagination. It is Tuesday, the 23rd of June.
June's almost over. Can you believe that?
Can you believe it, Derek? No. Do you realize the 30th of June marks the halfway point for 2015?
Halfway?
That's scary.
I know. Hey, and the days have started to get shorter.
Days have started to get shorter. I must say they have not started to get any cooler.
No. No, they haven't at all.
It's been really hot out here these past few days.
We're always complaining about something.
You know, I don't do well with the heat. I really don't. It makes me nauseated, and it makes me tired all the time.
So if it's only halfway, or if it's over halfway then, or getting close to halfway.
Yes.
How many more weeks until you get your snow back?
Let's see, okay, July.
Wait a minute, what do you got? We got about
anywhere from
15 more weeks, 15 something
to
like that.
20 more weeks out here, I would say. Yeah, I'm going to be counting the days.
Boy, you must be looking forward to that.
Look at one of those almanac things and see when it shows snow the first day in Colorado, in Los Angeles, Colorado.
That's your celebration day, isn't it?
Yeah.
You just make cookies and have a party and
exactly.
All of that.
Yes.
Getting ready for that snow and
yes.
That cold weather.
I'm just not a warm weather person.
I don't like the hot.
Oh, you don't like the
hot is worse on my head after my surgeries than the cold is.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't now 75, 80 degrees, that's okay. 100 no. Any time there's three numbers in the temperature,
it's
a bad day for
it's
Derek.
Too much. And there's people that just love it. We were at the ballpark last night, of course, for our granddaughter's game, and I thought it would be absolutely unbearable, even though the game was at 7.
Sure.
Still.
Yeah.
But it was not as bad as I had anticipated. And the mosquitoes didn't start coming out until about 8:10 as the game was
They started landing,
up, so,
did they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're about the size of B-52
yeah, so
bombers.
I had my little vanilla and Listerine combination. I don't know if that really
worked. How does that work?
Well, kind of sometimes it seems to and sometimes
okay.
It doesn't.
So. All right. I was going to ask you how that works. So.
I would not exactly buy gallons of it.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah.
That is good to know.
Sometimes the little gnats are awful, too.
Yeah, I know.
They're bad this year.
I know.
They're
just
bad.
Horrible.
Well, hey, let's tell folks where they can find me if they're interested in finding me. I have a website, and the name of my website is Patty Sheen, PattySheene.com.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I can be found on Facebook at Literally Speaking,
mm-hmm.
and I can be found on Twitter at Patty Sheen.
Yep.
And I'm always, not so much the Literally Speaking page. I get one or two likes
mm-hmm.
maybe a week, but on Twitter I get quite a few new folks, and I make it a point at least once a week to go in and be sure I follow the people that are following me.
Sure.
So be patient if you don't hear from me for a few days.
Tweeting
I'll get to
and you. Facebooking away.
Yeah, so I kind of enjoy the Twitter. I try to set my tweets up ahead of time.
Yeah.
It doesn't always work out. But
yeah. I don't like Twitter.
Yeah, you said you don't care for Twitter, and there's a lot of folks that just don't.
I'm not a tweeter.
You're just
a
tweeter.
I'm not a tweeter.
And I'm not that much of a Facebooker.
I like Facebook.
You really prefer the Facebook.
I prefer the Facebook.
I think everybody has their own social media venue.
I'm a pastor. There's no possible way that I can say things in 140 characters.
In 140 characters.
There's no possible
way.
And
I'm the writer, so I can be concise.
Yeah, yeah. No. Two totally different entities right
exactly.
there.
Exactly, yes.
What we need is Twitter for pastors.
There you go.
Like 18.
Why don't you start that?
Well, there's not enough space for 18,000 characters.
Yeah, that could be a problem.
That could be. I'll look into that.
Yeah, why don't you?
Yeah.
Maybe 2 years from now you'll be the next, what's his name, Mike Zuckerberg? Whatever.
I don't know. I don't even know
what
his name is. The Zuck guy, yeah.
Yeah, the Zuck guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you just never know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's tell our listeners a little bit about our guest this morning. Tracy Sockreiter is a wife and homeschooling mom to three children, who she identifies as the scientist, the writer, and the gymnast.
I like that.
She is also a mom to two adult children who now have children of their own, so Tracy must be a grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy and her family have moved from suburbia to the country, which has resulted in many adventures, of which homeschooling is surely one. She is famous for her chicken pot pie and has mastered gluten-free cooking. Tracy, like many of other guests before her, also has a fascination with words, and she happens to be the co-director of Way, the Words and Youth
mm-hmm.
Writers Conferences, which, for our listeners who have been with us for a while, we
sure.
can refer back to our show with Chris Richards,
mm-hmm.
who is the founder of,
mm-hmm.
of Way. So I love the way some of our guests just kind of tie in with each other.
I know. That's great. It,
yeah.
it really shows the community that
yeah.
That exists.
So we'd like to welcome Tracy to the show. Welcome, Tracy. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're welcome. Tracy, I just want to ask you, I'm not quite sure, how old are your three children?
At home, I have a 14-year-old and almost 12-year-old twins.
Oh,
twins. Okay,
goodness.
I didn't realize you had twins.
And you had time to do this show?
They're great
wow.
kids.
Girls or boys, Tracy? Two girls, two boys, one of each, twins?
Two boys at home and a girl. The twins are boy-girl twins.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. My goodness. And how long have you been homeschooling?
We've been homeschooling for 9 years now, since the beginning for the 14-year-old.
Oh, how neat. How neat. And what factors made you decide to consider and choose the homeschooling option, Tracy?
Well, sort of a conglomerate of things. We had the two older children who went through public school and had numerous difficulties that weren't recognized as such, and so as we had more children, I did actually send the littles, I call them the littles, the three at home, to preschool. And I sent them to preschool, and just more and more the Lord just sort of, you know, just sort of prompting me to homeschool at least the scientist, that is. And then when the twins came along, I'm like, I don't know about this, God. So you're going to have to make it very clear. So after they graduated from preschool and the preschool teacher said, well, she's ready and he's not ready to go to kindergarten. That was our red carpet into the homeschooling world of twins.
I have no
idea.
Sorry,
Tracy, we've got some kind of a weird sound breaking in on
our thing.
Audio here. I don't know if you're hearing it, but
I have no idea what that
like
was.
Like a huge doorbell. Weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's gone now.
Interesting.
Sorry.
Okay. No,
there's no one at your door, is
there? No.
Okay. I don't know what that was. Anyway, continue, Tracy. We're sorry.
Oh, no. So, you know, we just started from there. I have some great homeschooling friends, and that's one of the important things about homeschooling is surrounding yourself with like-minded people that have trudged that road ahead of you. So I had a lot of help.
Well, Tracy, I was going to ask you, I don't know if you're aware, but we have a YouTube presentation that we do at the same time. So I use the photos that you sent me, and I kind of dig up some photos from the internet. And there was a photo on there that said, it's got a little blackboard and it says, hello, my name is Mom. And a question that I had in mind is there, and I don't know quite know how to ask, is there like an identity issue as far as today I'm your teacher, tonight I'm your mom cooking dinner? I mean,
yeah, sure.
Really,
yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
When you're in school, do your children refer to you as Mom, or do they refer to you as Mrs. whatever, or how does that work?
I am definitely Mom. I have a gift of cynicism and sarcasm, so we're a pretty light family around here. Very relaxed as far as homeschool goes, and because they're older now, I do get to do laundry and cooking and stuff like that while they're self-propelling, you know.
Doing their work.
Yeah.
I think that would be a cool way to do things myself, but one of my concerns would be I can see me being able to teach maybe third grade math, but,
yeah,
you know, when you get up there to, like, sophomore physics, I'm not so sure that I would be able to to convey the appropriate knowledge, I guess, is my concern, Tracy. How does that work for you?
Well, it was also my concern because I probably went to algebra in high school, and then when I went to college, took the regular algebra class, and that was my minimum. So thankfully, my husband is a computer scientist, so we kind of had that covered. But the best part of it is, again, there's so many pioneers in the homeschooling world that there's some wonderful curriculum out there that online and book-based or computer-based that fills in where I would have those gaps.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about that on the way here this morning. I thought, man,
sure,
if I had to teach, like, international history,
mm-hmm,
you know, forget it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My kids.
Oh, well, I tell you what, history was not my favorite thing as a student when I was young, but I've learned so much in the last few years, especially in world history, that I just wonder what in the world was I doing for 12 years.
I don't know if you've ever seen, it's come across on email for me a couple of times, the test that a child had to pass to get out of the eighth grade in the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. I have seen that.
Oh, man, I'll send it to you, Tracy, because it's amazing. when kids talked about, when people talked about having an eighth grade education back then,
sure,
and we look at that and say, oh, too bad those poor kids, but I'll tell you what, they knew more than I do with a college education.
Sure.
It's amazing, the stuff.
I agree with that eighth grade sum because, you know, you look at the Amish folks and they go through eighth grade, but those people are entrepreneurs. They mm-hmm. have, you know, their own businesses. They're able to just, you know, they have a life. They sustain.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, a question I had here, and I think we kind of covered that, Tracy, is how flexible is your teaching style, your schedule, your subject matter as a homeschooling parent? I would think it must be kind of neat to be able to say, okay, this morning we're going to do this, we're going to have class this afternoon,
right,
or we're going to skip Monday and do 10 hours on Tuesday or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is the beauty of homeschool. We are flexible. When the children were little and the boys were in Scouts, I used a lot of the Scout pins and badges and field trips as our science, so we got to all enjoy that. We've taken field trips with other homeschool families to places like the water treatment facilities, just oddball things that, you know, you wouldn't be able to get to do during the day. So we've those are the fun things.
It sounds like it. What options are open to parents who wish to involve their children in extracurricular activities, Tracy? And the first thing that comes to a person's mind is usually sports.
Sure.
But I'm not even thinking about strictly sports. I'm thinking about, suppose you have a child who wants to be involved in the band at school.
Or forensics.
Or Knowledge Bowl. Derek's son is very much involved in forensics. How does that work?
Right. So, again, Colorado is a very homeschool-friendly state, and so you are able to what's called dual enroll. What you can do is take some classes, science, math, you can do those types of things, or you can just pay activity fees, the cost of what it is for sports, band, arts, those types of things. And a lot of Colorado schools in their districts even have public school for kids one day a week, and my kids have participated in that since day one. Yeah. The one that we're involved in now, they have PE, language arts, arts, science, and music.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, you had mentioned the concept in our communication back and forth of unit studies and whole learning. What does that mean?
My favorite, actually, especially when they were little, on the blog talk, there's the vinegar pie.
Yes, mm-hmm. We'll bring that up.
We did. We studied some early pioneer days. So basically what that entails is us going to the library with our 12 book bags and checking out every possible book that has to do with the prairie as far as historical, either Civil War-wise. We've read stories, Little Britches, for example. And then we learned about their lives and how they lived and, you know, politics, even clothing. Those types of things are unit studies. And there's some wonderful websites where you can download whole unit studies. So what the whole learning is just not just shoveling data at them. It's really looking at education from a literary standpoint and from a science standpoint and from a critical thinking standpoint, where you're not just memorizing facts and moving on. You're really looking at timelines also. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you're, excuse me, applying them to maybe daily life, too, in such a way that a person grasps a real understanding of what they're reading about. And,
right.
And so it says,
right.
It sounds like fun, Tracy. It sounds like homeschooling is just fun.
It is fun. There are some hard times. You know, it's not for the faint at heart, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about testing, and I just wanted to throw this in because I heard this on the radio this morning. Did you know, Derek, with your pastoral background, do you know what the Hebrew word for testing means?
No, I don't.
It means to take a keen look at.
Oh.
So I thought I'd throw that in because my next question, Tracy, what state requirements do homeschooled children have to meet? Are they subject to the same testing like our kids here in Colorado have the TCAPS, the Transitional Colorado Assessment Program, they have the CSAPs, the Colorado Student Assessment Program, et cetera. Do homeschool students have to take these tests as well?
I took a look at the local charter school, and basically for the springtime, they were actually in testing for almost 3 weeks. And that's just at the end of school time. And they're usually taking what's called the MAPS test, and that's an individual test that shows skills at the beginning of the year, skills at the end of the year. My kids actually were able to take that test, but Colorado standards are 3, 5, 7, and 9, and those are national standards. So you can take any test that is nationally based where they – can compare what students their age and their grade level are doing. Homeschoolers usually have to test above 13%, which really not that hard to do. And part of the beauty of homeschooling is if they're testing at that level or below that level, then you're not so much red flagged, but, you know, there is available help with such places like the public school one day a week and things like that. Yeah. So, yeah, as long as it's nationally based, yes, 3579 for Colorado.
Okay, and I realize to our listeners, we're talking about Colorado simply because we live here in Colorado.
Right.
We can't expect to be able to give everybody in their individual state information, but I did want to point out the fact that in the little bit of research I did, there's like scads of information on the internet. There's tons of it.
Oh,
so
sure.
Go ahead, Tracy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like states like I think Texas and definitely in California, when you're a homeschooler, you have to, in California, you have to be under an umbrella school. So that's how they catch those kids.
Okay.
You have, in some states, you actually have to be a teacher, which, you know, I disagree with personally, but I understand where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
I know my children best, and that's one of the reasons why I suggested the Way They Learn book. I'm able to individualize my each child's education geared towards their learning bent, geared towards their, you know, are they a visual learner, an auditory learner? Are they able to think linear, or are they, you know, abstract? So how's that segue?
Right, and when I checked out The Way They Learn,
mm-hmm.
which is actually the book we're going to be giving away
mm-hmm.
later, I noticed that it was written some years ago, but obviously it is a tried and true concept because it's been around for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And I
Definitely.
Know you had highly recommended it, Tracy.
Yeah, there's a few books that I would probably put on the list for before you start homeschooling list, and that would be one, The Way They Learn. Definitely Five Love Languages.
That's
even
a great
though I
book.
Have,
yes.
Yeah, you know, not only do you need to know what your child's learning style is, you need to know what your own learning style is because
mm-hmm.
we as teachers have a tendency to teach to our learning style. And that doesn't always work.
Exactly.
I was going to ask Tracy real quick, just I have all kinds of questions popping in my head. Tracy, my wife's an educator in mostly K through 6, but primary, and spent a lot of time as an instructional coach and just steeped in assessment and curriculum. And I was wondering if through the homeschooling avenue, how much Common Core actually creeps into that, or is that something that as a homeschooling educator you can stay away from? Or
well, In the past 2 years, we've been able to stay away from it. There's a wonderful list out there where people have done the homework where this is Common Core aligned or not Common Core aligned.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the Christian curriculum is classical education, more like what we were raised on.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is not Common Core aligned. Most of them will tell you we're actually above that. Some of them have aligned, and the unfortunate part is the testing in 2016 will, in the SATs, will actually reflect Common Core. And so as homeschoolers, we will be affected. And a lot of people say in homeschooling circles that we wouldn't be, but depending on what your child is going to do for, you know, furthering education or, you know, going into business or whatever, those will affect us, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy, you had made some comments in our email exchange about socialization, and I really liked one comment that you made here because you said that a sad thing about homeschool parents is that they are often attacked for their you're not socializing your child because she or he is not in school.
Oh, yeah.
And you made a comment, which I really liked. You said you would actually make the statement that your children are probably better socialized than public school kids because they actually look at adults in the eye and speak.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah.
And also that you believe that homeschoolers have more critical thinking skills.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're better adapted to having conversations, and they're not shoved data all day long. And I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you, and I
I look at my husband's company, and this is a perfect example, is he's a computer architect, but he's surrounded by people who have, and on his team, who have just graduated college, who have computer degrees. He also has guys who were in the Navy who were on ships and boats and fighter pilots who don't even have degrees that are in that particular computer area. And they range from, 25 to 65. And I think because homeschoolers are around a lot of different age children, that they're not stuck, if you will, in just reacting.
They're not pigeonholed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tracy, it's time for our break.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
Before we go to break, I wanted to make our listeners aware that Tracy has two blogs. One is called Country Road Chronicles at wordpress.com. And the other one is waywordsandyouth.wordpress.com.
Mm-hmm.
The URL is a little bit long, so I'll remind our listeners, those who have listened regularly, those who haven't listened before, on my website, under the Blog Talk Radio tab, there is a page. It's called Website and Social Media Information. It's there for all of our guests, and there is a link to both of Tracy's blogs there. And also, Tracy was gracious enough to supply a wonderful list of homeschooling resource information. That page there's a link to that page as well. It's on the website. And she just has a whole bunch of different references there. She has some books that she mentions and support for homeschoolers. So I would urge anyone who's interested in homeschooling to go ahead and check that out. You are listening to Literally Speaking right here on Blog Talk Radio. Our guest today is Tracy Sockrider, and we will be back in about 5 minutes. Stay with us. Thank you.
Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled. And that has made all the difference. The Road Less Traveled Internet Ministries. Derek and George Live. Becoming Christ-like. Solo and Hutch. All stops on the road. The road of enlightenment. The road of discovery. Join us each Thursday and Friday morning at 8 a.m. Mountain Time and Saturday evening at 6 p.m. Mountain Time as we invite you to join us on a journey. A journey on the road less traveled. Right here on Blog Talk Radio.
If you watch a game, it's fun. If you play it, it's recreation. But if you work at it, it's golf. A golf course should aspire to generate as much energy as it consumes. And 4 miles north of Marion, Indiana is a golf course that does just that. 6,690 yards of pure energy. Arbor Trace Golf Club is a course that's beauty is matched only by its bite. A course that can test not only the steel of one's nerves, but the metal of their irons. It's a course for the beginner who desires to learn the game as well as the player who is ready to challenge it. So whether you're looking to play just for the fun of the game or the opportunity to work hard on it, Arbor Trace Golf Club is the course for you. Give Arbor Trace Golf Club a shot, because in golf, the most important shot you ever make is the next one.
Stay connected to what matters most with high-speed service from Secom. For the home, we offer access where you need it most. Whether you're looking for high-speed internet or an in-home voice package or both, Secom has your house covered. Send emails, download music, and surf the web with the fastest service in Southeast Colorado. Our two-way wireless connections offer download speeds of up to 15 megabytes, but with a fiber connection, the sky is the limit. For the business, CECOM offers voice plans, broadband internet, DSL, and Ethernet circuits. Our fully integrated Metro Ethernet platform segregates your data traffic logically at the switch, avoiding the latency of multiple routers and quality of service overhead. With only a single router between you and our nationwide backbone carriers, you really will experience the internet at the speed of light. We also offer point-to-point data links to connect all of your business locations. And if you're looking for carrier-grade data transport or dark fiber, look no further than CECOM's extensive privately owned fiber network. We own and maintain our own network with more than 1,200 miles of fiber and growing throughout Southeast Colorado. So whether you're looking for dark fiber, for cable, a dedicated corporate network, or carrier-grade data transport, CECOM has the answers. Visit us at CECOM.net or call us at 1-800-657-7149. CECOM, world-class communications right in your backyard.
Hello to all of Derek's listeners. Thanks, Derek, for giving me time to share my heart's passion, encouraging cancer, long-term illness patients, and their families. Gilead is an outreach that encourages over 2,400 people in 38 states. Our goal is to bring hope and help to those on the journey through the unknowns of treatment, family stress, and spiritual questions. One such story is Eric, whose senior year in high school was interrupted by the cancer that he was diagnosed with, interrupting a three-sport high school year. It changed his life and his perspective. Today, Eric's family oversees a foundation helping to find a cure. We're currently in our 15th year. We'd love to have you as a partner, either as a volunteer or a gift financially. Look for us on Facebook at Gilead Ministries.
Welcome back to Lit Speak with Patty Sheen on Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for staying with us right here on Literally Speaking and the Road Less Traveled Internet Ministries. Our guest today is Tracy Sockrider. Tracy has been talking about homeschooling. She homeschools her three young people, the littles, I believe she calls them.
Yes, the littles.
And we're going to talk about a couple of other subjects. But first, we have a winner from last week's giveaway.
Yes, here we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, the giveaway was two books. Last week we had Pastor Dave Hamer. He is the founder of River Spring Ministries, and he offered two books, His Cruel Cross, My Mercy Tree, and Father of the Fatherless. And the winner is Marion.
Marion.
So
yes.
I will notify Marion that she has won these books, and I'm sure she will enjoy them immensely because they're
Really great books.
So let's get back to today's show and Tracy. Prior to the break, Tracy, we mentioned your blog, and one of the things I found there references one of my favorite things in life, and that is food. You mentioned food quite a bit on your Country Road Chronicles, I can never remember
Love the name, Country Road Chronicles blog,
and you specifically mentioned gluten-free foods, and I'm wondering, is this something that you have had to use for a family member, or is this just something you became interested in, the gluten-free?
Well, it was a little road traveled. We, one of my sons has some learning issues, mostly visual, and along with that, because they have reading issues along with visual problems, they get very frustrated. And after doing years of research on this child, I, you know, walked into a functional medicine doctor and said, help. And so she did a bunch of tests for us and suggested that he have some allergy tests, and he came back gluten sensitive, and so and that and a lot of other allergies, and so we headed down the gluten free route, where I should have bought a lottery ticket and bought everything gluten-free. And we, my mother lives with me, so her and I went to baking, trying new recipes, buying books, checking out books at the library, and so that was the A to Z blog challenge in April. I gluten-free blogged from A. I don't think I made it all the way to Z, though. I think I got to.
Nope.
You did pretty good.
Yeah.
I can't
Thank
remember.
You.
I can't remember what letter you got up to, but you did pretty darn good. You were up there, at least, you know, well into the second half of the alphabet,
yeah.
From what I saw. So
it's been fun. It's been challenging. I've learned a lot. I've had some great support from friends who actually are celiac, which is it's. A higher level than what we are now. I've tried to go back myself and got quite ill, so I think we're going to stick to this gluten-free diet. So,
And clarify for me, Tracy, my understanding, and I may be completely off base, is that gluten is basically flour content, is it not?
Well, it is the substance in flour that helps maintain its stickiness and its stick-togetherness, if you will.
Yes.
Those proteins in our flours have changed over the years, and I think that's why we have more awareness of gluten intolerances. I won't even go into all of that, but there are so many flours out there now, bean flours, nut flours, coconut flours, that you're able to cook with these days, and blogs all over the place. Some people think it's a fad. Speaking for myself, you know, I think better because there's less fog when you're gluten-free, your intestines work better, therefore you're absorbing your minerals better. Those are some of the advantages.
One of the questions I had, suppose I were to take a cookbook that I have at my house and make, I don't know, chocolate brownies, which calls for a couple of cups of flour.
Right.
Could I just substitute one of these other flours, or do you have to have alternative recipes, more or less?
You need to have alternative recipes unless you had a flour blend, because what happens is you have to add xanthan gum to the process so that it sticks together. You have a hot mess.
Okay.
You know, which chocolate you can't really go wrong with, but, you know, hot mess and, yeah, taste freeze probably, you know.
Okay, well, I just wondered because I have never tried any kind of gluten-free thing, and I just wondered if it was something that, you know, instead of two cups of flour, put two cups of coconut flour or something in there.
Yeah.
It'd be fine.
Yeah.
Don't try that, huh?
Don't
gluten.
Try this at home.
Okay. Well, you mentioned earlier when we were talking about homeschooling, you mentioned vinegar pie, and we have a picture of your vinegar pie up here. So tell us about vinegar pie.
Vinegar pie apparently was made out on the prairies. When we started making it, the kids are like, you're putting what in a pie?
Exactly.
That's what I'm thinking.
Right. But if you think about it, it is apple cider vinegar, and that's what they would have had, you know, either applesauce or apple cider vinegar from apples they either dried or pressed or whatever. It actually had quite an interesting texture, almost like a flan, but not quite a pudding. And it was sweet, so it had a ton of sugar in it.
That's what I wondered, because vinegar, if you've ever eaten those vinegar and salt chips, I mean,
oh,
they're
yeah.
Make you pucker up your tongue, you know, your mouth.
Well, it really has an interesting kind of dilemma in your mouth, yes.
Yeah. What exactly am I eating?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Where did you find that recipe even?
Oh, we were, at one of our library trips, big bag of books. One was called Skillet Bread, Sourdough, and Vinegar Pie.
Okay.
Basically, we were studying the pioneer days and just the food of those days. So, I got out the iron skillet and tried to make some bread. Epic fail. But, we have a good time.
It sounds like fun. Well, I just wondered because I've read several historical factual books, nonfiction. I had just never come across vinegar pie before.
Yeah.
I thought, wow.
I had a lot of response on the blog from that saying, my grandmother used to make that, or, I remember so and so. Yeah. I personally
were
had
weird
never heard of
back then, weren't they? What they had to eat. Wow.
Right.
My mom was an avid baker. She never lived out west, but she was an avid baker. I'll have to ask her if she ever heard of vinegar pie.
And I think that's a great way of doing it. Tracy was talking about studying the early days, and the kids get to do that. I know Christine used to do that with kids. They would make butter.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody makes butter and everything. And the students just, it's a great way of attaching what they're learning to something that's right in their face. And I don't know if all kids would like the vinegar pie, but it's great to do that. And it does bring back the idea that people do say, oh, yeah, grandma used to make that and all those things. So it's a wonderful thing. To do, but I will have to say I will probably not make vinegar pie.
No, I doubt that I would rush home and look for the recipe either. Tracy, sorry.
Unless I was in Tracy's class, and then I'd try it. But if I don't have to do it, I don't think.
Tracy, we have about 2 minutes before our giveaway, so tell us. You said on your, I think on your blog, I read where you said your chicken pot pie. You are like nationally famous for your chicken pot pie.
Now that I'm going to eat.
Tell us what's special about it. Time to do a little bragging on yourself.
Yeah.
Confession time. This is not the Weight Watchers gluten-free chicken pot pie.
That's my chicken pot pie right there. That's mine.
It has a good old-fashioned Crisco.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my kind of food.
Right.
Yeah.
At one time I worked for Weight Watchers, and I did the math on one piece of pie, and some folks at the time were allowed 20 to 20 points for the day for your diet. One piece of my pie was that many points. So.
Good grief.
I have always said that. Chicken pot pie is all you need to survive. One piece of pie a day, and there you go. You've got everything you need.
It had all the food groups. I don't see the problem.
I know. I'm not quite sure what everybody's up in arms about.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Okay, here's the funny thing, though. Guess what the secret ingredient in the crust is?
Lard.
Vinegar.
Oh, how funny. Wow, can you imagine that? Have a piece of chicken pot pie and then 20 minutes later get your vinegar pie and all that.
Boy,
you'd be all vinegared up.
You're all set.
Well, Tracy, we come to the time in our show when this is Derek's very favorite part because he gets to play his little giveaway jingle.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, okay.
It's time for Let's Speak Literary Steal of the Week.
Literary Steal of the Week. Smooth as vinegar, right there, I'm telling you. That's
he just loves it, Tracy. He lives for Tuesday morning so he can play that jingle.
Sometimes
he made it up himself.
Sometimes I just sit and play it in the studio.
I bet you
when
do.
When I'm down. You know, when I'm down.
Oh, goodness. Well, let's flip to our giveaway
yes.
book here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This week, listeners, we are giving away a copy of the book that Tracy mentioned when we were talking about homeschooling, which is entitled The Way They Learn by Cynthia Ulrich Tobias. And I would dare say, Tracy, that this book is probably not something that is limited to homeschoolers, I would think.
Absolutely not. It would help you understand your child's report card, really.
Mm-hmm.
It helps in communicating with them on a regular basis. You know, the whole boy-girl difference is right in front of me because I have twins. And
right.
They grow and they mature at different levels. You know, we talk about hearing with blue hearing aids and pink hearing aids and
mm-hmm.
seeing things with, you know. And so this book actually was pivotal in helping me to teach because as my twins got older and I started to see their learning differences, the writer girl can take in all things abstract, and she's a writer, she's a lovely writer. She helps me edit some things with Way. I've been a judge and I've let her do some of those things. She sees things in a different manner. And with the gymnast, it's black and white. I have to, you know, I have to file things away in their right places.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps you to understand their learning styles. You know, are they linear? Are they abstract? Do they talk about things in big pictures? And this just really helps you because when you start to get the blank stare, no, you've gone into bad territory.
The eyeballs kind of gloss over. And
yes, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I do need to make our listeners aware of how they can sign up for the giveaway to win a copy of The Way They Learn. And the way that our listeners do that is to go to my website, which is, again, www.patti.com.
Mm-hmm.
And under the Blog Talk Radio tab, in capital letters, there's a page that says Let's Speak Literal Seal of the Week giveaway. And you go to the bottom of that page, there's an add comment button. Click that. There are three fields that need to be completed. One is your name, and first name is fine. The second is your location. Once again, that can be very generic as far as your state or whatever. If you don't feel comfortable putting your town in there, that's fine. The one thing I do need, though, is your email address because that is the only way I have of making contact with you if you win the book.
Got to have that or you don't get it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I also want to make winners aware. Winners.
Mm-hmm.
Contestants.
Mm-hmm.
Entrants aware that I do not use your email address for anything. I'm not going to send you a newsletter. I'm not going to scam you or
sell it
or anything like that. I don't even keep the page. I delete the page as soon as the giveaway is over.
Mm-hmm.
This giveaway will close on Monday, the 29th of June.
29th of June.
Can you believe
no,
that? I know.
No.
At 8 p.m., and that's Mountain Daylight
yes.
Time for those who live in other time zones. So I would urge folks to, even if you don't have children yourself, you have grandchildren or nieces or nephews
oh, yeah.
or whoever, all of us know a parent.
Mm-hmm.
So
sure.
I would urge our listeners to sign up for this giveaway.
Yeah, and everything on this is on the up and up. It's done by
random.org. Yeah.
So Patty's not cheating.
No, I don't cheat. I'm not sure that I like random.org. It seems like they always pick the lower numbers, although today was actually the last number.
Well, I've tried to cheat it for, almost 6 months
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you tried to
not,
cheat it
yeah.
and it never worked.
Yeah, it didn't work. So it's a pretty sturdy website there, random.org.
There's a built-in thing there, Tracy.
It's code.
Because if Derek Hutchison's
yeah.
name is in a drawing...
Yeah.
Eliminate his number.
It's secret HTML code. It's code that they put in there. It's crazy. Yeah. Just can't win. Yeah.
Okay, we only have a few more minutes with Tracy,
mm-hmm.
so Well, Tracy, like many of our former guests on the show, you like to write or edit or both.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask you, what is your favorite genre to write and why?
Okay, so my favorite genre to write probably is my blog, because I have so much fun. You know,
and that shows too. I love reading your blog, and that shows.
The self-deprecating city girl goes to the country, you know, is fun.
That makes vinegar pie.
That makes vinegar pie, right? but as an author, I've just been working on a book for the last few years about the woman at the well. And so it's a work in progress for sure.
Sounds interesting. Mm-hmm. I love biblical fiction.
Yeah.
That's, I assume that's what you're leaning toward is biblical fiction.
Yes, it will have its sort of own little genre, because it will have a parallel with a young girl who writes letters to her grandfather about some abuse. So it's a spin up to prove how the woman at the well probably had some type of abuse in her past that landed her where she's at.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
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 Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Well, Tracy, you are the co-director at the Words and Youth Conferences. So tell us what your role is and what you teach.
Well, I'm a co-director, which means I get to be the computer person, Facebook blog lady.
The fun stuff.
The fun stuff,
right. Mm-hmm. And I'm the comedic relief. So when you take my class, it's always interactive. It's always fun. I usually get the afternoon class right after lunch, so I have to wake them up. And the last conference, we talked about editing. The next conference is coming up is July, and you can check that on the Way conference page. I'll be talking about blogging. Go figure. So.
Well, I wonder why.
This conference actually is going to be really fun. It'll be a mix of things. We're going to talk about kids writing in magazines. We're going to talk about blogs. We're going to talk about photography. Just a lot of fun stuff for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of that, Tracy, I'm going to make a little pitch here for your daughter as well as for your students on my website, mm-hmm. pattysheen.com, I have a Teens of Today and Tomorrow blog. And what I like to do, I used to do this every month, but I didn't get enough submissions. What I like to do, so I changed it to the fifth Tuesday of every month, which is, there's four of them in 2015, and the next one happens to be coming up on June 30th. I encourage young people to send me their work. There's no money involved, and they have complete rights to their work. I just post it on that web blog page that I have. So if, like I say, your daughter has a piece that you would like to send in, I even accept book reviews. I love book reviews from young people about YA books. So
if
you know some young people that like to write, please tell them about me.
Mm-hmm.
And our listeners, too.
Yes.
In fact, let me give out my email address. Mm-hmm. My email address is patty, P-A-T-T-I, .sheen, S-H-E-N-E, @gmail.com. So if there's any young people out there that do like to write, I'd love to hear from you. So I just thought I would put that little pitch in there.
That sounds great.
We have just a couple of minutes left, Tracy. As always, we run out of time with our guests. We could talk to you for another hour. But
oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
We wanted to thank you so much for spending time with us today, Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I had fun.
I would like to remind our listeners that Tracy does have her two blogs and also that wonderful resource page. There's a link to that, all of that, on pattysheen.com under the Blog Talk Radio tab, the websites and social media page. She's she's at the bottom because I usually put the last guest at the bottom of the page. But you can just go in there and find her. And you'll have links to her two blogs and also, like I said, to that resource page. And that resource page just has all kinds of links all over the place.
Oh, sure.
Oh, goodness. There's homeschooling on there. And there's, I believe you even linked to a couple of pages about conferences, don't you, Tracy, if I'm not mistaken? And I mean, you really... You really went all out when I asked you for a couple of resources.
Yeah.
You gave
me
a whole
page
full, and we appreciate that very much. And you listed some books that you would recommend, and it's a very good resource for folks that are maybe interested in homeschooling. So thank you very much, Tracy. And
thank you.
We have had a wonderful time with you.
I've had fun. Thank you.
Thanks,
Take
Tracy.
Care.
God bless.
Next week. Well, was it 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
We were supposed to have Jimmy Jack
Jimmy
Whitaker,
Jack,
who is a gospel singer-songwriter out of Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And we had some cell phone disconnection, I guess you'd say, and we never did get in touch with Jimmy Jack. However, it just so happens that Jimmy Jack is going to be in our area next week.
And in our studio.
Snag him.
Yeah,
try
you betcha.
Get him in here to the studio where we
you betcha.
Really enjoy some time with him.
That's going to be so much fun.
To play a song or two on his guitar. And
yes.
We're just going to have
everybody
a
will
blast.
Want to make sure that they check that one out. Well, check them all out.
Oh, all the shows are wonderful.
This will be
all
great.
Unique.
Yeah, this will be great because it'll be the first time we've actually had a guest
in
the studio.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Really cool. Really
fantastic.
Cool. Yes. So I'd like to remind our listeners once again to go to Tracy's blogs, go to my website, sign up, or not sign up, what's the word? Friend me. Friend me. I'm literally speaking on Facebook. I try to keep up with that page and put a little notice out ahead of time as to what our next show is going to be. And then there's also on the website, there's the Blog Talk Radio. Oh, and I forgot to mention, we have our mobile page.
Yes. Mobile page M.
M.litspeak.com. M is in mobile.litspeak. And that'll take you
all
to
kinds
our
of
site,
things, yeah,
via,
to our site.
Your
mobile phone?
Smartphone or iPhone or
iPad,
whatever it is you happen to have those mobile devices.
Yes.
So, yeah, be sure and come and check us out. And, of course, follow me on Twitter at Patty Sheen. I'll always follow you back. So, let me remind our listeners throughout the coming week. Let your heart be open to what God is telling you through your imagination and act upon it. Look forward to seeing you next week, Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time. Until then, God bless.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle, and makes his own.